Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world, welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Ken again, aw yeah?
Aw yeah! Aw yeah! What's up, ladies and gentlemen, people from all over the world? This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and...
rockstar.
Or, Gabby, any other ways?
Awesome.
To learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you're stuck in traffic,
power chatting,
washing dishes,
riding a horse,
doing somersaults in the grass,
on your skateboard,
or picking strawberries. I'm joined here today in the studio and also in a virtual studio with, first of all, the Carmen San Diego of English teaching, Gabby Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. She says guys because also joined with me in the studio is the infamous Justin Murray.
Oh, yeah. Good to be back, guys.
And so, Gabby, really quickly, Gabby is short for?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. Okay, great. And also, just so you know, you are officially the third woman on our podcast.
Wow, I'm breaking barriers, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. You are the... out of the 109 podcasts or 10 podcasts we have recorded now, woman number three, so congratulations.
But look, I don't feel very special because number three is, it's not like number one or number two. I'm sure there's something more unique. Like, how about the first person from Minneapolis?
Okay, definitely the first person from Minneapolis. The first blonde?
You're, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah,
is that good?
First blonde? That's okay. Great.
All right, well, there you go. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for joining us here today from, obviously, Minneapolis. Is that where you are right now?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where either of those places are, but all I know of is the Charlotte Hornets.
Yes.
Are they still the Charlotte Hornets?
Maybe. I'm probably the worst person to ask, but I can totally ask Google and
Yeah. We
can find out real fast.
Why would they not be the Charlotte Hornets?
Because I think they changed names. They got sold maybe to a different city.
Oh, okay. Not sure. Okay, there you go.
Looks like they're still the Charlotte Hornets.
Or maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're predicting the future.
Maybe it is. But have you seen any hornets in Charlotte since you've arrived
No,
here?
Thank goodness I have not. Very hornet-free, safe place.
Okay. So you just got back from a world travel, right? World trip.
Yeah, that's right. This is the first time I've been in the U.S. for over a year, and I just arrived last night from the U.K. So it is awesome to be back. It's like, I don't know, it's sort of like seeing a long-lost relative. Like, it feels comfortable, but at the same time, it's like I haven't seen this place in over a year.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Did you miss it?
I'm totally happy. I mean, no, that's the weird thing is I wouldn't say that I missed the U.S., but I'm really happy to be back because it's sort of like, I don't know, it just feels comfortable. I know how everything goes. I know the system. Like, I know how to speak English, and people speak English really well here, so it's just easy. It's
But you're no longer that star teacher anymore, right?
Well, that's true, because everyone... Well, not everyone, but, you know, people are speaking English here, and when I go other places, like, I actually went to a couch surfing meetup in Istanbul, and this guy there was like, oh my gosh, you teach English on YouTube, don't you? I know who you are. And I felt like such a rock star.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you are a bit of a rock star. I mean, as of today, the day we're recording this podcast, me and Justin just checked it out. You have over 80,000 subscribers, right? Is it up to 90,000 yet? It's probably getting close too.
Yeah, it's around 80,000. And I am so excited just to see the channel growing and all the subscribers. So, yeah. You know, if I can do like a call to action to your audience, like come subscribe to my YouTube channel. Let's get to 100,000.
Sure. So that's Go Natural English?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can they find it?
Just youtube.com/GoNaturalEnglish. Or if you Google Go Natural English, it'll probably pop up. But it's really easy to find on YouTube if you just type in Go Natural English. Mm-hmm.
There's also another really cool channel I like. It's called Go Commando English.
What? I'm joking. Are you serious?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
What exactly is Commando?
Well, I don't know, because Go Natural, it could sometimes I think like to go natural, like to take everything off and just like go el natural, you know?
Totally. That's like a double entendre, right? Because like go natural, it does. It can mean to go naked, but that's not what Go Natural English is all about.
Okay.
But like metaphorically, right? Like strip away all of those things that make you feel shy and embarrassed and scared to speak English and just like go for it in your birthday suit. Just speak
Be
English.
Authentic.
Exactly. Be authentic.
Okay.
Yes.
Some good vocabulary just now. You said to strip off. Obviously, in this case, you've been kind of figurative. Not, you don't mean to strip off your clothes, but to strip off all those, what did you say exactly? Kind of those inhibitions, those.
Yeah, the like your fear of speaking English. If you feel a little shy or if you're feeling scared or worried that you're going to make mistakes, like strip off those inhibitions, as you said.
Maybe even your ideas of what it means to be an English communicator, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it seems like we're going to have a very interesting conversation topic in today's podcast. I'm very looking forward to that. We don't want to give away too much before we do our shout-outs, etc. So without further ado, let's get this podcast rolling and jump into today's shout-outs. You know you make me wanna shout,
kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout. So as we roll into this, can we get an aw yeah, Gabby?
Aw yeah.
Okay. We didn't even have to teach you. You just said that very naturally. You just went natural on that thing.
Well, and I've listened to your podcast, and you say aw yeah a lot, so like it's easy. It's easy to remember. I love it.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So with that aw yeah, did you want to give some any love to anyone special out there? Is there that special someone, maybe that special YouTube viewer or someone that you'd like to say a special shout out to? By any chance, Gabby?
I would like to do a special shout out for the Go Natural English audience members, community members that have taken the time to actually meet up with me in person while I travel. And I've been meeting up with people in Budapest. I met up with Attila in Budapest. I met up with a few people in Vietnam and in Tokyo. And I'm trying to remember where else. It's been like a whirlwind all over the country. But I would like to give a shout out to Attila for being the most recent person I met up with in Budapest just about a week or two ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Attila. That's awesome. That's actually an area where we really admire what you're doing because, as our listeners know, we're community builders. And that's something that's really important to us, to meet up with people in person, too. Because you can get lost in the online world, but we really think the online should really fortify the in-person. So you're doing a rock star job with that, Gabby, I have to say.
Thank you. I totally admire what you guys are doing, too. You know, connecting people online and in-person. It's awesome. You're doing a great job of it.
Talking about the in-person, and we actually have a special shout-out today for a guy who he's been listening to our podcast for quite a while. And he's actually written to us asking for his shout-out. And we actually met him on the new Real Life Global platform. And his first thing he said was like, hey, Chad, man, where the hell is my shout out? Because he was...
apparently we've lost his emails, we haven't...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we haven't seen them, but he said he's been learning a lot of English with the podcast. It is Marcelo Piaz. He's from Brazil, from the south of Brazil. And he works at a night guard at a gas station.
You say night guard?
Yeah, like a security guard.
Like Game of Thrones? Is it called the night guard or the watch guard? What is that called? Game of Thrones?
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry, Justin.
So, yeah, he is the night guard at the gas station. Marcelo Piaz, thank you so much for all your support. We're really glad to hear that we've been helping you with your English, man. And stay safe there. Got in the gas station at nighttime. And good luck with your English. And feel free to reach out to us if you ever need anything.
Oh, yeah, Marcelo.
Oh yeah. Awesome. It's nice and it's kind of refreshing hearing a female, oh yeah, don't you think?
It is, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cool. Okay, so that is today's shout out. Remember guys, if you'd like to get your shout out on the podcast, just give us a rating, preferably 5-star rating, on iTunes or Stitcher, and leave us a message and we'll be happy to read your shout out on the next podcast.
And just so you guys know, we're a little bit behind. We got a lot of great shout outs coming up from people who've left 5-star reviews, so those are to come.
That's right. So with that said, it's time to move on to today's kick ass
quote.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
I'm kick-ass. Okay, Gabby, so you are the guest of honor today, and generally when we have a guest on the show, we actually ask them to come prepared with their own kick-ass quote that they feel could be inspiring or something related to English learning or motivating. So, do you have the goods?
I've got the goods. Are you ready?
I think we're ready. I think everyone's ready.
A journey of 1,000 miles or kilometers begins with a single step.
Ooh.
By Lao Tzu. I didn't make that up. That's Lao Tzu.
Okay. Why did you quickly change to kilometers there? Just so the global audience?
Well, I don't want to be American-centric, right? Because everyone else in the world measures in kilometers. That's one thing I've learned as I travel and, you know, talk to people from all over. It's like, miles don't translate. You got to get used to kilometers.
Well, let's get it right here. How many kilometers is 1,000 miles?
Oh, my gosh. Let's ask Google. It's a lot. A lot of kilometers.
Yeah, that one's too hard to do the math right now. But so, awesome quote. Would you like to just extend on it? And how can a English learner, I know you mentioned it's not just relevant for learning English, but I guess like just learning anything or starting a new habit. So what's the kind of best takeaway from that quote that you could share with us today?
Yeah, I think that everybody says, oh, I want to be fluent in English. Like, I hear this a lot, you know, help me to become fluent. And this idea of being fluent can be really overwhelming because it's like, where do I start, right? But if you just think about every day taking one little step forward in your fluency, whether that means like practicing for 15 minutes or 3 minutes, right? If you get online with your program, just like even those little steps add up to fluency at the end of the year or the end of, you know, however long it takes you. But doing a little bit is better than nothing. And like just learning a little bit of English and using it as much as you can, it all builds up and you'll be surprised like after even a short amount of time how much you've learned. So I like to focus on just doing the smallest amount possible and doing that. And yeah, if you have time or motivation to do more, certainly do more, but don't get overwhelmed thinking you have to become fluent instantly and like do hours and hours a day of studying, because if you're an adult, you probably work or study or you have a family, you have a life. So like just take a little step forward and pretty soon you'll see your fluency improving.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome advice. Awesome quote. Thank you, Gabby. And thank you.
Yeah.
Whose quote was that actually again?
Lao Tzu.
Lao Tzu. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's another kick-ass quote. And You've definitely kicked some ass with that one.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. And talking about a journey that's starting with 1,000 steps, we'd love to hear more about your journey and all the stuff that you've been up to recently. So how about we move on now to today's conversation topic.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Yeah, so I've been hearing rumors that I've been seeing posts. I've been hearing all around the world that you've been traveling in Asia. And
I wouldn't really say they're rumors because a strange thing happened, right? Where someone that we know met Gabby. Right?
Yes. It's a small world. It's a small world. Yeah.
And then we started seeing a lot of interest. That's why I mentioned at the start of this podcast the Carmen San Diego of English teaching. Because it seemed like every time I saw an image from Gabby, she was in like a different corner of the world.
Yeah, and it was like she was almost like bragging to the rest of the world. Look where I am. I'm on this beach. I'm hanging out here. I'm working. I'm teaching. I'm living life. Sounds like you're living quite the dream there.
That's what Facebook is for, you know? You have to like create this ideal life online, right? But I have been traveling a lot, actually. A lot this year. I think 17 countries since March.
Oh, wow. So let's go back prior to that. I mean, like, you're actually, you've been a teacher for some time now, right? I mean, you have a degree in education. You come from a formal background of teaching, am I right?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, thanks for asking about that, because I don't usually mention it that much, but it's important. Like, I've been teaching English for over 10 years, and I got my master's in teaching English to speakers of other languages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And how does that relate to kind of what you're doing now?
Yeah, so I taught a lot in corporate settings and university settings, so adults who want to become fluent for professional or personal reasons, and so that's who I work with online as well, like making great courses for them to learn how to speak more fluently, kind of more native-like. Mm-hmm. And of course, I focus on American English. But the way it started is I was teaching in Japan in 2011, and my trainees at this pharmaceutical company needed more help. Like, we didn't have a lot of time to work together during the day because they were super busy. And so I was thinking, okay, I want to do something more. I want to help them. What can I do? I will start making these little video tutorials. And I made a few, and I was like, well, how am I going to send them? They're too big to attach to an email. So, oh, how about YouTube? I'll just upload them to YouTube and share the link. So I did that. And then after some time, other people started watching too. And they're like, hey, we kind of like the way you teach. Can you make more videos? I was like, okay, cool. I like this. I like this little community starting on YouTube. So I made more videos, and, you know, the community started growing, and people started asking me to like do tutoring. And then, you know, I did that for a little while. I don't do one-on-one tutoring anymore, but they started asking me to make courses, and I did that. It just kind of grew out of there. And then it grew so much that I got to make it my full-time job and become my own boss and become an entrepreneur working online. And because I can work anywhere online, that allows me the space to travel and sort of live like this dream lifestyle that I've been slowly crafting over time. So that's the story in a nutshell.
Cool. What do you mean by in a nutshell?
In a nutshell means my brief summary.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So just one thing I didn't understand there. So in Japan, you were working for like an actual English teaching school or a company that hired you to teach their employees?
The latter, a company that hired me to teach their employees.
Okay. So from that experience, you just expanded from your actual, your kind of fixed job there at that company, and then like making extra materials and then developing your own kind of teaching methodology, and then that kind of grew and became much more popular and just spread worldwide.
Totally. And I should mention that my kind of my method of teaching came out of that experience, because I noticed that my students were really fast learners. They were really smart. They were really good at English, but they were really good at textbook English. And then when it came time to have a conversation, to participate in a meeting or a teleconference, or just hanging out with colleagues after work at the bar, they couldn't communicate. And so that's where the whole like natural English idea came into place.
Mm-hmm. Really cool. So about the whole kind of go natural, and you've kind of like tailorized your own method. I know people probably, I've seen this in a lot of your videos. I mean, I guess you were kind of like very, even, I know you have some videos that are more structural stuff, you know, the actual, like the fundamentals, even some grammar related stuff. But I think like even that, it seems like you've put like a little bit of a twist on it and made it. It seems like even that stuff, you have a very personalized approach to actually teaching stuff. So my next question is, you know, being a teacher that comes from a very formal history, like, you know, a master's degree in education, how do you generally approach like grammar? We always get asked, people ask us all the time, should I learn grammar? Should I focus a lot of attention on grammar? And where do you kind of draw the line there between how much kind of grammar and fundamental stuff do you have to learn before you actually can go all natural, you know, or can you go natural from the start?
Oh, that's an awesome question. I love that question. I think about my own language learning, and actually the way that I learned Portuguese. I know you guys are in Brazil, and I didn't learn Portuguese through studying grammar. I learned a lot through conversation, and it wasn't my first foreign language that I learned. So, you know, it helps. The more languages you learn, like the easier it gets. But my point is, I think you can learn a lot about structure and grammar just through conversation and kind of noticing how people use different phrases, like to express themselves and tell stories, or, you know, make plans for the future. Mm-hmm. So I don't like to focus on grammar. I do get a lot of questions about grammar, and I know that those questions are coming from maybe students who are used to being told you need to learn grammar, you need to know these fundamentals first. But I think that's really backwards. Honestly, I think that you should start with phrases and start with those really useful things that you know you're going to want to use. Like, let's say you know you're going to a cafe and you want to like order something, or you want to be able to chat to someone next to you in line, or, you know, at the table next to you. You don't want to focus on grammar. You want to learn like a few useful phrases and mm-hmm. then grow from there. So grammar, it has its place. And I think, you know, if you want flawless English, you'll probably have to study a little grammar, maybe to understand some small details, you know, when to use the or or something like that. But I think a lot of the times you're going to learn better just from noticing patterns and exposing yourself to a lot of English, a lot of conversation, a lot of podcasts, you know, a lot of different materials. And I see the people that get the most fluent are the ones that expose themselves to a lot of different materials. Like, they love music in English, they love podcasts in English, they, like, you know, learn about different subjects in English. Like, you're interested in cars, cool, like, watch, you know, YouTube videos about cars in English, or mm-hmm. you know, like, you use English as a tool, and you're not focusing on just learning grammar. Like, you can learn grammar as a subject and ace a test, but that doesn't mean that you can talk or converse with other people.
Sure. Cool. Yeah, that's really interesting. And like, I mean, you mentioned some stuff there. Like, we have a similar approach. Obviously, we kind of call this like lifestyle English, you know, like connecting English to your life, things that you already enjoy in your own,
totally.
Your hobbies, stuff that you already enjoy, like that you just do all the time in your own language. Start what you said there, like start, if you're interested in cars, watch videos about cars, or, you know, whatever your hobbies happen to be, something that actually holds your interest, right? Because I've done that. I've taken that route before where I've taught students like some grammar, and like at first they're like, oh great, I really need to know this. But you can literally, in the following 20 minutes, you see them like kind of like they slowly lose interest, and they just becomes like a boring kind of stagnant thing, and it doesn't really motivate them. Which I think if you can bring them a topic where they just get so excited about the topic, and they kind of forget that they're speaking English, and it's not really focused on English anymore, it's like focused on talking and conversing about what they actually want to talk about, they have this kind of like epiphany or this kind of like moment like, oh shit, I'm actually speaking English. I didn't even realize because I'm not even concentrating on that anymore. I'm concentrating on trying to just like communicate to the person.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, I love you guys and your method. Like it's exactly, we're on the same page. It's exactly what I think. And like grammar is rules and people love rules or some people love rules because mm-hmm. it's comforting. It's like, oh, this is always going to be this way because it's the rule. But that's not true. Like grammar isn't always the same. People use grammar in different ways. I don't know. You can't always expect the rules to be true. Like there's gray areas in English, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you this here, Gabby, like kind of closing up this topic, what would you say are some hacks or some tricks, something that people can do right now, something that people can do to take that first step in that 1,000-mile journey or 1,600-kilometer journey?
did you do the math on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the person, right? Like, it depends where you are in English and what your goals are. But I would just say, you know, be curious. Like, what is one thing that you're curious about? And can you go look it up in English? Like, I think curiosity is a great way to stay motivated to learn English or to learn anything. So just think about it. And it doesn't have to be something, like, deep, like, I don't know, quantum physics. It could be, like, are you curious about Nicki Minaj? Awesome. Go on YouTube or whatever online and look up something about Nicki Minaj in English, you know?
Or maybe something they're already curious about and they're already like looking up and already doing in their own language and they can just switch over to
English. Exactly. Right? Or like the news. Maybe you know some news story in your native language, but you could look at it in English as well. And since you already have that background, it's going to help you to understand.
Mm-hmm. I think that can be very powerful too, because things like information, you realize you start accessing in English and you realize that the quality and the quantity of information in English is just much greater.
Yeah, totally.
And that becomes another incentive for people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you like here, we're in Brazil, so often when I go to Wikipedia, it comes up straight away in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, there's like not really much information about this subject. Then like I go and put it in English and it's like, bam, it's like 10 times as much information about that one subject in
and
English.
I bet you could change the language just by changing the link. Like, I think Portuguese is usually PT and then English is usually EN. So somewhere in the Wikipedia link, you'll see, like, the language. And maybe you can just switch it that way. I'm not sure, but you asked about hacks. And sometimes I look at the language and then just try to switch it to another one.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What about, this is just, I know Justin said this is the closing subject, but this is still kind of related to this subject. Do you have any advice that you give people about, I don't know, maybe like pronunciation by any chance? Or do you have any videos about pronunciation that you could maybe share with us and we could put a link into the show notes? I know a lot of our audience is very interested in... Because I know it's like you're very Go Natural is very focused on American English. Yeah. I guess you know American pronunciation is very prominent. I guess so. Is there any final advice you give, maybe about pronunciation, maybe even a link that we could send people to check out?
Yeah, no, I have a ton of videos about fluency and listening and speaking and even pronunciation. I know, I'm trying to think of what is the most popular one. Maybe I could give you the link right after we finish, but.
Sure.
There is, I just released a series called 7 Steps to English Fluency. And so there's some, like, a method that's 7 steps that can help you with your fluency. It's not specifically pronunciation, but it's a good place to start. So, like,
yeah, it sounds awesome. That sounds great.
And I can share the link with you guys for that.
Perfect. That would be excellent. 7 steps, and it's just a 7 video series?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Cool.
Excellent. So, Gabby, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks to both of you guys, Chad and Justin. It's been awesome.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun, too. I really appreciate you coming on here, sharing with our audience, and sharing your experience as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And another thing, again, we keep forgetting to tell you about stuff that we do on the podcast, like the quote and stuff. But one thing we generally do as well is if you have any kind of, maybe on your travels, was there any kind of... I know that it's great, like, traveling and, like, music. I think certain places that you go to, there's always, like, that song that's like, oh, that epic song from that place at that time when that was happening. On your most recent travels, have there been any of those epic song moments? And is there a song that you can maybe share with us today that could be, you know, the song of that trip? You know what I mean? Do you ever get that? Those
theme song?
Totally.
Theme
yeah,
song,
I just,
kind of nostalgic when you think about it, you know?
I just posted one on Facebook, and I'm just going to look it up because it's a French song, and I kept hearing it all over Europe. Like, I went all over Eastern Europe and then the UK. Oh, here it is. It's, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but Indila, Dernière Danse. So, like, the last dance. And it's
okay.
Such a great dance song. And
okay.
Very dramatic. So, I don't know. Just look it up if you don't know it already. I think it's
okay.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, we'll be, we're going to play them out with that song right now. So these guys are going to be listening to that French song, which I don't speak French, so I can't repeat the name.
Sorry, but it's not in English, but it's still a good song.
Okay, okay. No, no worries, no worries. But yeah, so yeah, thank you one more time, and I hope to speak to you soon. You guys, don't forget to go and check out Go Natural, Go Natural English. You can see the website, and the YouTube channel will also be linked to the show notes, plus your 7 Steps to English Fluency video series.
Sweet. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, Gabby.
Oh, yeah, Gabby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you guys for listening as well. And like always, you will hear from us next week, or if not next week, the week after, on Real Life English. Oh, yeah.